There's a shortage of skilled trade workers in the U.S., including in Illinois. And to discuss it with us today, we're joined by Justin Carroll, the owner of Perfect Home Services. It's a plumbing, heating, and air conditioning company in West Suburban Lisle. Thanks for joining us, Justin.
You're quite welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. It's our pleasure. I want to get into your opinion on what you think is causing this shortage. You own a company in the industry. But first, if you can, shed some light on when you began to have difficulty filling positions. When did you realize that something had changed? I mean, does this go back years, a decade?
I've been in business. It'll be 13 years in June. And when I first started in business, I felt like people were very plentiful. We had plenty to choose from at that time. In my opinion, I started to feel some pain around 5 years ago, and the last probably 3 years, it's become abundantly clear to myself and pretty much everybody I know in the industry. I have contractor friends in almost every state of the country. We chat on a regular basis, and I don't know a single one who isn't struggling to find good people, whether that be for heating and air conditioning, plumbing, or electrical. It's really all the trades that are impacted by the labor shortage.
How's it impacting your business or even a wider your industry, and how have you had to adjust?
You know, I would say it appears for us at least that demand has grown. You know, our company continues to grow, so we've got more and more people who are calling us and choosing to do business with us. And at times, we have had to turn people away just because we don't have qualified people to meet that demand. So it has certainly hindered our ability to grow as a company. One of the things we've started to do, and I know is somewhat of a growing trend around the country, is what I would call just building your own people. So just taking people that we feel align with our core values and guiding principles and have good personalities and just literally teach them the industry, people with zero experience whatsoever. Essentially, it's an apprenticeship program.
I've actually heard about some of these programs. I've heard of one program that's out in the far northwest suburbs, I believe, and it trains, it actually pays people, I think it was above minimum wage, but less than $10 an hour, but still it paid them an hourly wage to come and train to become a member of a construction union. Is there anything like that in your industry, and what do you think about those types of programs?
Yeah, essentially we've got a few people on that program now. We do it every day. I believe the smarter contractors are realizing that you have to do that now. And it's, you know, on the flip side of that, it's a really great opportunity for a person who hasn't figured out their path yet and doesn't want to invest a ton of money, rack up a bunch of student loans and go to college and literally get paid to learn a trade that will provide them opportunities for the rest of their life. I can get really passionate about the opportunities that are available in this trade. I think it's a fantastic trade to be in, and all the while, the workforce is shrinking. The bulk of the workforce is going to be retiring over the course of the next 10 years. All the while, demand is increasing. I think the last statistic I saw was that the demand for employees will increase about 15% over the next 20 years, just based on the rate of construction at this point. And you can get into this industry with no college education, racking up no student loans, and within a few years easily make $60,000 a year. If you're really good, you can make well over $100,000 a year with no college education whatsoever and go anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world probably, and get a job if you're really good at what you do.
That type of income stacks up very well. It's very competitive against people who we see in some industries coming out of a four-year college with a degree making considerably less than that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's why I get so passionate about it. And the strange thing is there's like some type of stigma, I feel, that's grown over the years about our trades. I can't tell you for sure what it is, but for some reason it seems like people of the age of 35 and younger don't have as much of an interest in getting into the trades as what some of the people that were above that age did as they were growing up. And I'm not entirely sure where that came from, but I can't begin to urge people to reconsider and say how ignorant that stigma really is. I truly believe the opportunity in the trades is fantastic.
Well, let's get into that just a little bit. I hadn't planned on it, but if we may have a listener right now who may have either be considering a career field for themselves or may have high school aged kids in the home who are considering career fields, give us an idea of what it kind of looks like for day one for a person getting into this field as far as when they come to speak with you about an interview, and then when they're hired, and then what kind of training would they get, wages, benefits, things like that. Anything you could share?
So there are, I guess, two different options that come to mind to me. One path is to go straight to a trade school and learn the trade through the school, and then after the school, go apply for a job in the industry. That's one option. Another option is literally just to look for opportunities with companies that are offering apprenticeships, who will bring you in and have you work while you learn and train you on the job, which is something that we do. We don't require any prior schooling, although it is a benefit. You know, prior schooling and prior experience is great, but we also realize at the same time that there aren't enough people within either of those scenarios, so we do have to look outside of those scenarios to find good people.
I can imagine. I was... In preparing for my discussion with you, I found a report. It was by the Chicago Construction News. They were reporting on a study, and it was just conducted last year. In fact, it was at the end of 2018, so this is within the last few months. The Associated General Contractors of America conducted the study, but they interviewed the owners of more than 2,500 construction companies, different industry, but still the trade, skilled trades industry like yours. The survey showed 80% of these owners are having a hard time hiring workers, and it was 70% the year before, so suggesting it's worsening. Do you have an opinion on how this gets turned around? I know you mentioned you're not sure what's causing it. Do you have an opinion on how this gets turned around? Will it come from efforts by lawmakers, by parents, by the owners of the companies to maybe sweeten the pot for workers, to attract them? What's your feeling?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a collaborative effort, and luckily for us, the shortage impacts a lot of different people. It doesn't just impact us, the contractor, and so there are a lot of people around the country who are starting to take notice. It's absolutely something that can't be ignored or debated anymore. I mean, everybody knows in our industry that there is a shortage and that we have to do something about it. Every trade magazine I've seen and organized group for our industry that I know of is talking about it, and many of them are starting to take action. I think all those little all those attempts will start to help. I'm aware of an organization called the Legacy Foundation, for example, started by, I believe, the NextStar organization, but they're going to great lengths. I think it's a non-for-profit that was designed to start the process of educating people about the trades and what the opportunities are here, and also providing them with opportunities to get into the trade. I believe there's a spinoff of that group called like Troops for Trade, and Troops for Trades is essentially taking retired military and veterans and teaching the trades to them and providing them opportunities for our industry. So I do believe there are plenty of people who are in organizations who are starting to take action on this. And, you know, we started to do our part, too. I think it starts with conversations just like this, education, making people aware of, A, that there is a massive shortage now. The shortage is only getting worse, and B, the opportunity here is just it's really truly very fantastic. If you don't mind, the one thing I kind of wanted to throw out there too is there is kind of a certain type of person that I feel fits very well into this industry. So in case some of those people are listening, I would say that the things that really stand out to me as someone who usually does pretty well in this industry, and you don't have to fit inside this box, but this is kind of the typical thing. It oftentimes I find it's a person who didn't like school. They didn't really want to go to college. They didn't really enjoy being in school. They don't really want to go to further school. Some of them were even diagnosed with ADD, including myself. As strange as that sounds, I find a lot of people in this industry were diagnosed with ADD, and I think it's pretty important, regardless of which trade you get into, that you're mechanically inclined. So you don't necessarily have to have a bunch of mechanical experience, but just be the type of person who has always been, you know, fairly good at maybe taking things apart and or putting them back together and just understanding it without needing a ton of instruction and without feeling lost. But if you are that person who maybe didn't like school, that kind of doesn't have direction, and you're pretty mechanically inclined, I would urge that person to strongly consider the trades.
That's great information, actually, and I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, I've heard it as well. I've heard the same rumblings as well in my industry. I've heard it from lawmakers in various industries, shedding light on this shortage. And given that there does seem to be a conversation going about it, do you feel optimistic that it'll turn?
Yeah, I mean, something's going to have to give for sure, and I do believe people are starting to take action. I'm not optimistic it's going to change overnight or by next year by any means, but I'm optimistic that news and education will get out and that people will start to come towards the trades. Although, you know, I really couldn't say that for sure. You know, one thing I will say is there does seem to be a rather large shift in the world and in people in general. You know, there's a lot of talk about the different generations and how they think and what they're interested in. There certainly is a part of me that wonders if the mindset of some of the younger generations just doesn't want to do a physical or manual type of job as much as maybe some of the generations of the past. But I guess only the future will tell.
Yeah, Justin Carroll, thank you for joining us. And let's talk again and see where we're at with this and whether it's improving. Let's talk again in the future. And if someone wants to talk with you directly about it, is there any way they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, probably the best way. I mean, if it's actually someone looking to apply for apprenticeship or for a position, the best place to go is our website, which is perfecthomeservices.com. On there, you'll find a job section, and you can apply for opportunities for experience positions or apprenticeship positions. If anyone wants to reach out to me directly, email is usually the best source, which is Justin@JustinCarroll.com.
Justin Carroll with Perfect Home Services in Lyle. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you.